happy to ride.
Good morning, Bay Area. That's right. The family is back on your radio. Big Bay Mornings. We are live. Benny, Nikki, and Greg, we are here. And how about a little what the fact? It takes 27,000 trees to make all the toilet paper the world goes through in just one day.
Wow.
That's so sad.
It really is. Now, if you wanted to make an iPhone back in 1991, right? Let's say we were going to build an iPhone back in the 90s. The parts alone would cost over $12 million.
For one?
For one.
For one.
Oh my one God. iPhone.
I mean, that's I knew so iPhones crazy. Were expensive, but my God.
Yeah, all of a sudden that $1,300 doesn't sound so bad. Greg, you were on a flight yesterday, and you said it was pretty packed, right? All the seats?
It was completely packed to the point to where they were offering vouchers for people to get off of it.
Well, the world record for the most people on a commercial flight is 1,088
what?
People.
I think
how?
We just missed it yesterday. We just were on... We were right under the record for them packing it in. We were like sardines on that plane.
And also on this flight, two babies were born.
Oh, my
in
God.
The air.
Holy cow.
Where were they going?
I don't know. So the Twitter's logo, right? You know that bird? Well, it actually has a name. Larry is the name of the Twitter bird, and it's named after Larry Bird because the co-founder of Twitter grew up in Massachusetts, and he was a huge Celtics fan. The more you know. You know that you cannot legally get married in Ohio if you have syphilis?
How would someone know? How would they know?
State health what? Records.
No, I think back in the day, you used to have to take a blood test and test all that stuff. You don't do that anymore, do you?
To see what? If you're related?
You had to take a blood test and test all that stuff out back in the day.
Not DNA.
I don't think that you have to do that anymore, but
no.
I don't know.
Vanessa and I did not get any blood tests done when we got married.
Good. Nothing? Did y'all do pre-counseling? Did y'all have to do anything like that?
Well, I've been doing counseling for many, many years
now,
but
my friend. With each other. With each other.
Oh, that's what you mean.
To see if you're compatible. Have y'all figured out if you're compatible yet after 14 years?
I think
years?
We figured it out. Yeah, pretty compatible.
Yeah. Before COVID, you were compatible when she didn't see you 24/7.
Well, no, I was over at my mom's. She hosted us for a little birthday lunch, and my mom was like, the three of you deserve an award. You know, Vanessa, me, and Alyssa. She's like, the three of you have all worked from home and gone to school from home for over a year. She was like, I could never have imagined I would be divorced for sure if I was forced to do that.
I was going to say, and you're all alive. That's the amazing part. All of you live through it. And you've been super compliant. Like, y'all haven't been the kind that have been sneaking out or going on trips or doing anything. I mean, so y'all really have been stuck together for over a year.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, though. Many times I'll just get in the car and just go for a drive, though. I just need to get out of here. I'll just go cruise or even just sit in my car in the driveway. I've been known to do that a few times.
And cry. I actually think you're not there trying to decompress. You're there opening up all the Amazon boxes you don't want Vanessa to see. So you do it in your car and then hide the evidence in the trunk.
He's just eating his fourth meal.
Mm-hmm. Opening my fourth package of the day. You know me so well. All right. Hey, how about Big Money Minute? We've got 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds. If you answer them correctly in the minute, we give you $1,000. We play every day at 7:10 and 8:10. If you know your trivia, go to 997now.com to get signed up. And we're calling somebody in about 5 minutes to play. Hang on.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Isabel in Pleasant Hill. Now, this isn't my mother-in-law, Isabel, is it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Isn't your mother-in-law in Sacramento, not
she
Pleasant
is.
Hill?
And I have to say, I love my mother-in-law. I could never imagine being one of those like people that just you can't stand the in-laws. Like, oh, my gosh, that would be terrible.
Well, Isabel, Isabel, it says here that you... You were a fun, energetic, and interesting person, and then you had a baby.
Ain't that
That's
the
what
truth?
She wrote. I didn't say it.
Those are just the facts.
I love it. Well, Isabel, welcome to Big Money Minute. It's a pleasure having you here. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to grab $1,000 this morning. Are you ready?
All right. Yes.
Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What does the O in H2O stand for?
Oxygen.
Do lines of latitude run east and west or north and south?
East and west.
Spell enviable.
Pass.
How many quarters are in $3.50?
3.
Who played Austin Powers?
Pass.
Who performed at the 2021 Super Bowl halftime show?
The Weeknd.
Area 51 is located in what state?
Arizona.
Terrell Owens played for what Bay Area team?
49ers.
Which famous poet wrote The Raven?
Poe.
What country is Hello Kitty from?
Japan.
Spell enviable.
E-V-I-A-B-L-E.
Rude.
Wow.
You're so rude. Hard.
It's at the end. It plays every time. Yeah. Like, did you forget on our vacation or something?
Wow, Art. A little time off didn't do him good, did it, Isabella?
I think it affected your memory more than anything.
She just had a baby. You're so rude.
Okay, my bad.
All right, let's go through them. The O in H2O stands for oxygen. East and west, that's the way the lines of latitude run. Enviable is E-N-V-I-A-B-L-E. There are 14 quarters in $3.50. Mike Myers played Austin Powers. The Weeknd did perform at the 2021 Super Bowl halftime show. Area 51 is in Nevada. Terrell Owens played for the 49ers. Yes, Edgar Allan Poe wrote The Raven, and Hello Kitty is from Japan.
All right. Well, no $1,000 this morning, Isabel, but maybe we'll be calling you back at a later date to play again, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. We're doing it again next hour. If you knew those answers, get to 997hour.com to get your name in the game. Coming back with your dirty on the 30. Steve Urkel is back, and you won't believe what business he's getting into. We'll fill you in at 7:30, but first is sound check. You have to hear this audio. So a woman is going viral on TikTok right now for recounting a time that she caught her husband at a nightclub with lots of women. And she caught him because she found pictures on the nightclub's Facebook page. Dummy. All right, we'll talk about it next. Hold on.
Big Bay Mornings. Sound check.
So a woman is going viral on TikTok for recounting a time that she caught her husband at a nightclub surrounded by lots of women. She caught him because she found pictures of him on the nightclub's Facebook page.
So I saw photos of my husband on Facebook, and he's at a nightclub with a bunch of girls, and he's not wearing his wedding ring. So I asked him about it. He tells me that they photoshopped his ring off. We're divorced.
And then she photoshopped another part of his body off.
Ooh, let me tell you, it is so funny working in a club watching couples hide from the camera. The guys that are not supposed to be out, you see them move far away from every photo.
That's the worst excuse in the world. They photoshopped the ring off. Okay. Demi Lovato, she performed on NPR's Tiny Desk concert series, and she sounded phenomenal. Here's a piece of Tell Me You Love Me.
And all my friends, they know when it's true. I don't know who I am without you. I got it bad, baby. Got it bad. Oh, tell me you love me. I need someone on days like this. I do. On days like this.
Love it. And when you live next to a freeway, naturally you expect some traffic noise. But how mad would you be if you bought this home?
Basically, when we moved in, we only found out the day after how horrendous it was. It normally starts at around about 5:30, and you can hear the SUVs.
Oh, my God.
The vibration goes into the bed.
That
sounds like a game or or something, or a plane.
Yeah, and that's that woman standing in her backyard recording that.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, that would be so upset.
The real estate agent not let them go in the backyard when they looked at the house?
I mean, well, here's the thing. Yeah, the real estate agent is clapping back and saying, you looked at the home 7 times before you purchased it. So, I mean, shouldn't you have figured it out? And she's saying it's going on starting at 5 a.m. all the way to the evening. So, whenever you're going to look at the home, you're hearing that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be insane. Well, earplugs.
That would drive you crazy. Although, my last place, I lived a block from Muni, the Muni station, the outdoor one, not indoor. And after about a month, I just got used to hearing that sound, you know, and just like, ding, ding. Ding, ding. What did they do? Ding, ding.
And, and let's end with Fallon. So he does a bit on his show where he has viewers tweet him describing movies badly. And here are a few.
So now I thought I'd share some of my favorite describe a movie badly responses. Harry Potter, 11-year-old orphan gets kidnapped, sent to magic camp, and ends up murdering one of his counselors. Castaway, Tom Hanks takes social distancing to the extreme. Way ahead of his time in that movie. Star Wars, a deadbeat dad tries to reconnect with his kids.
I love that Castaway one. Yeah, he knew. Tom Hanks knew. And look at Tom Hanks. He was one of the first that got coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't think you can get coronavirus from a volleyball, right?
No. Wilson!
He should have stuck with the volleyball.
All right, that is your sound check for Monday morning. The U.S. reaches a major milestone in vaccinations. Plus, find out what new series is going to cost $500 million to produce just its first season. Everything you need to know next in The Dirty on the 30. Got ghosted? Call the Ghostbusters. We'll track them down for you and figure out what happened. AJ joins us this morning. You got ghosted, my man.
Yeah, I guess so. I met this girl named Brooke at a bar. And, you know, I just stopped by to get a couple drinks. A bartender is a friend of mine. And I'm just chilling there, and I see this girl. She walks in. She sits down a couple seats from me. You know, I think she's beautiful, so I start talking to her. We're chatting for a little bit. After about 15 minutes, her friend shows up, one of her girlfriends, and they just walk out back to kick it. But before they do that, I happen to get her number. I say, let me get your number. Maybe we'll talk, hang out again.
That's real smooth.
Well, yeah, a couple of things. One is, AJ, you sound like a smooth talker. You got a little swag in here. And I love that you met her old school style.
You know, that's I'm not one of these internet guys. I'm not one of the guys on the app.
Wasn't on Hinge, wasn't on Bumble, wasn't on Tinder.
You grab her number.
She went outside, talked with her friends. That was the end of that. But I've been texting her. She's never hit me back.
Oh.
Whoa, wait. So you got it? So she gave you her number, right?
Yeah. We texted, you know, back and forth.
Text that night.
Yeah. We texted back and forth that night. But after that, it was nothing, right? Like, I texted her the next day, nothing. Texted the day after that, nothing.
Why, Greg, you were thinking that she gave him the wrong number? Just a random number?
Well, no, I was just wondering if they had, like, connected after, you know, they were sitting next to each other. Did they connect after that?
I mean, she gave me the number, right? I thought that was some connection there, but.
Yeah, because if you were able to get the number and then talk back and forth, you must have done something right.
Yeah, this is why I need your guys' help. This is why I'm confused.
You didn't send any unsolicited pictures during that text exchange.
Like I told you, I'm not one of those internet guys. I need to meet them straight up.
All right. So you're not creepy?
No. Nah. Well, I don't think so.
Let's not jump the gun there. Let's go ahead and talk to Brooke first. Hang on real quick, man. Right. We'll call her next.
Sounds good.
Ghostbusters is on Big Bay Mornings. AJ got Brooke's number after they met at a bar recently. But then when AJ tried to take it to the next step and ask her out, she stopped communicating. So what happened? Well, we're calling Brooke right now to try and figure it out in Ghostbusters.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Brooke?
Yep, this is Brooke.
What's up, Brooke? My name is Benny, and I'm here with Nikki and Greg, and we host Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 Now, the radio station.
Yeah.
What's up? And so you're actually on our show right now. Hopefully that's cool.
I think so.
We do a thing called Ghostbusters, and it's when somebody got ghosted. They don't know what happened. They reach out to us, and then we call the ghoster to try to, you know, figure out what happened. Why did this person get ghosted? And we got a call this morning from AJ. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
Oh,
There's a guy named AJ. He called us. He said he met you at a bar. You guys talked for a little while, and then you went out and hung out with your friend.
Oh, my God. That guy? What?
Oh, you do know it. Oh. Hello.
But I don't know that guy, though. We talked for, like, that night. He was cool at first. You want me to say this? Like,
what happened?
He got really creepy through the night. Okay, so, well, have you guys ever been to Pier 23?
I live at Pier 23,
Okay.
Benny, been there. It's right by our old station.
Mm-hmm. I love it. They have the great deck out back.
Yes, exactly. Perfect, right. So I'm over there with my friend sitting outside, like on the patio by the water there. And I guess AJ or whatever, he's still at the bar. And after a few minutes, he comes outside too. So we were sitting like at a table towards the end of the pier, you know?
Wait, when you went outside, then he went outside?
Yeah, like...
Sat down at your table? Party of three?
Okay, like I said bye to him, it was whatever. So he sits by this table like near the back door there, and he kind of like positions himself towards us. And he was just like, I could feel his eyes on me, like the entire night. He's just sitting there by himself. By the door, and he's just, like, watching us. Me.
What?
Yeah. So then he texts me, like, 3 times while we're still there. Like...
Texting you what?
Texting me, like, about the people walking by or something. Like, as if we're, like, homies or something. Like, as if we're just, like, pals. Just, like, catching up or something. So he's, like, talking about the people around us. It was so random. Like, I don't know you, dude.
I feel creeped out for you because there is nothing worse than having somebody watch you. And you can feel them. And then he's writing you, and you don't even know him at all.
So he's listening right now. Can we unmute him and bring him into the conversation?
Oh, my God. Oops. I forgot about that.
Is that cool? Can we bring him in?
Oh, yeah, totally. He just heard all that.
Yeah. But he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. Well... AJ, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bro.
Are you a creeper?
You know... I didn't think I was being creepy. I'm sorry that I came off that way. I was just trying to be funny. I thought I would be making you laugh just by making weird observations of people coming by and stuff like that. I was just trying to be funny.
But you're not supposed to sit and watch her while you text her and wait and see if she's going to respond to you.
Did you move your location to watch
her? Yeah, I went outside.
You know what? You liked her. That's okay.
I mean, but Brooke's a beautiful girl. Of course, I'm gonna try. I'm not gonna just let it walk away. Like I said, I'm sorry. I will tell you when I heard her say, I go, yeah, Dave, that sounds a lot more creepy than what I thought it was. I apologize.
It was a bit much. Like, there's something to mystery, man. It was too much.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to come off. Creepy.
Well, Benny, could we offer them another date and pay for it?
Yeah. I mean, Brooke, it's up to you. So here's the thing. Obviously, AJ called us because he really likes you, and he thought maybe, you know, there was something there. Would you be interested in going on a one-on-one date with him?
I really don't think so. I mean, like, you're calling a radio station about me, like, and we haven't even gone on one date, dude.
You left a real good impression on him, girl. You got him calling the station for you.
I mean, like I said, Brooke is a beautiful girl.
It was just a little creepy, dude.
I think you played this one incorrectly, my friend. You should have left it. You got her number. Great day. Let her go hang with her friend and then text her that night. Brooke, thank you for talking to us and being honest this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. Oh, my God.
I know it's embarrassing.
Thank you. It is embarrassing.